Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 2, 2026. Anthropic just dropped Claude Sonnet 5 and lifted export controls on Fable 5 on the same day, two major releases landing simultaneously, and the combination says a lot about where frontier AI policy and capability are heading right now.
That's a lot to unpack from one company in one morning. Let's start with what Sonnet 5 actually is and why it matters.
So Sonnet 5 is positioned as Anthropic's most capable agentic model yet. It actually surpasses Opus 4.8 on knowledge work benchmarks, and it can run browsers, terminals, and long horizon tasks natively. Pricing is set at $3 per million input tokens and $15 per million output, kicking in after August 31st.
The fact that it beats Opus 4.8 is the headline for me. That's a significant capability jump from what was supposed to be the flagship. What's the Fable 5 situation?
Fable 5 had been under U.S. Commerce Department export controls, and those were lifted after just 18 days. The updated framework routes flagged cybersecurity requests to Opus 4.8 as a safeguard, and access is capped at 50% of weekly limits through July 7th.
So the geopolitical thaw is real but still managed. They're not just opening the floodgates. The routing to Opus 4.8 for sensitive requests is an interesting compliance mechanism.
Sticking with model releases, Google also shipped two media-focused models today. Nano Banana 2 Lite generates images in 4 seconds at about 3.5 cents each, built for bulk pipelines. Gemini Omni Flash handles 10-second video clips at 10 cents per second and sits just behind Cadence 2 on text-to-video leaderboards.
The pipeline angle is what stands out. Generate an image with Nano Banana 2 Lite, animate it with Omni Flash, all with Gemini's multimodal reasoning running throughout. That's a pretty coherent end-to-end story for high-volume creative work.
Exactly, and the price points are clearly designed for scale rather than one-off generation. Shifting over to developer tools, X launched a hosted model context protocol server today, letting AI tools including Grok, Claude, and Cursor connect directly to the X API to read content and take actions on the platform.
So AI agents get sanctioned, structured access to live social data, no more scraping workarounds. Does this set a precedent for other platforms to follow with MCP?
That's really the question. A major social platform adopting MCP as the integration standard is the kind of signal that tends to accelerate adoption elsewhere. Also in developer tooling, Warp CEO Zach Lloyd published a piece laying out his software factories, framing the idea that AI shouldn't just assist developers but operate as a coordinated production system managing entire development pipelines.
That's a meaningful conceptual shift from copilots and autocomplete. How toolmakers frame the next paradigm tends to determine what products actually get built over the next year or two.
There's also a new open source security tool called Strix. It deploys autonomous AI agents to discover and remediate application vulnerabilities without manual direction, designed to fit inside existing developer workflows.
Autonomous pen testing without a dedicated red team is a real unlock for smaller engineering organizations. Though I'd be curious how the security community receives autonomous remediation versus just autonomous discovery.
And one more from the developer side. OpenAI teased a hardware collaboration with WorkLouder, widely believed to be a purpose-built keyboard for its Codex platform, dropping July 15th. Details are sparse, but it signals OpenAI moving toward owning the developer hardware layer.
A keyboard is a low-stakes entry point, but the strategic implication is significant. If AI-native workflows demand AI-native input devices, that's a whole new surface for platform lock-in.
Moving into infrastructure, OpenAI disclosed an internal technique they're calling a compute multiplier that cuts inference costs by over 50%, and it's arriving alongside their in-house Jalapeno chip. Algorithmic efficiency plus custom silicon hitting at the same time.
Having inference costs at OpenAI's scale has downstream pricing effects across the whole industry. Every competitor has to respond to that unit economic shift.
On a related infrastructure note, Cloudflare announced a pivot from blocking AI crawlers to monetizing them. They're rolling out crawler analytics, answer engine optimization dashboards, and an expanded pay-per-crawl program, positioning themselves as the economic intermediary between publishers and AI scrapers.
That's a pragmatic read of the situation. Blocking crawlers wasn't working, so become the toll road instead. The question is whether publishers actually see meaningful revenue from that arrangement.
And Clockwork announced its YOCO, You Only Compute Once guarantee, using their TorchPass fault tolerance tech to migrate training jobs to a healthy GPU the moment a node fails. Weights, gradients, optimizer state, all of it. They're backing it with a 25% credit if they can't resolve 90% of failures without rollback.
Putting financial accountability behind a reliability claim is a real differentiator. GPU failures are a silent cost that most teams just absorb, so a guaranteed SLA with teeth changes the calculus.
Let's get into research. Google DeepMind SynthID has now watermarked over 100 billion AI-generated images and videos, and 60,000 years of audio. Verification is surfaced in Google Search, Chrome, and the Gemini app. The text watermarking is open-sourced, and Google is coordinating with OpenAI, NVIDIA, and Apple on cross-platform adoption alongside C2PA content credentials.
The scale is staggering, but what matters is the cross-platform coordination. A watermarking standard only works if it's everywhere. Getting OpenAI and Apple in the same room on this is the hard part.
Also on the research side, Genesis Molecular AI's co-founder and CTO published a piece arguing the most exciting diffusion research right now isn't in LLMs. It's in molecular structure prediction. Their Pearl model now meets the accuracy thresholds required for real-world small molecule drug discovery and supports agentic workflows.
Hitting the threshold for actual drug discovery pipelines is a different category than promising research. That's a practical inflection point for computational biology's role in pharma.
And there's a piece from Latent Space on auto-research, the mechanism by which AI agents use structured feedback loops to iteratively refine their own outputs, essentially improving without continuous human intervention. It also surfaces the tension that creates for keeping humans meaningfully in the loop.
Self-improving agents are probably the most consequential dynamic in frontier AI right now, and also the least understood. The capability versus oversight tension is going to be a recurring theme for a while.
On the applications front, Cursor has moved beyond selling software licenses to embedding forward-deployed engineers directly inside enterprise clients, working alongside developers in person to implement AI-assisted coding workflows.
That blurs the line between software vendor and professional services, but it tracks with how complex enterprise AI adoption actually is. Winning the enterprise isn't just about having the best model, it's change management.
Also trending on GitHub, AI Berkshire, an open-source toolkit that encodes the investment methodologies of Buffett, Munger, Duan Yamping, and Li Lu into structured prompts and workflows for Claude Code and Codex. The pitch is that a solo investor can execute professional-grade research without a full analyst bench.
Domain-specific toolkits that encode expert judgment rather than just raw capability, that's the pattern to watch. The leverage isn't in the model, it's in the structured knowledge on top of it.
Turning to industry and business, AI chip startup Etched came out of stealth today with $800 million in funding, a working inference chip capable of full server rack deployment, and $1 billion in customer contracts already in hand.
A working chip plus $1 billion in contracts is a very different story from most chip startups. Cost-optimized inference, silicon is exactly where the market pressure is right now, so their timing is good.
And on the security front, Novi Security disclosed a CI/CD vulnerability they're calling Cordyceps, after the parasitic fungus. It lets anyone with a free, unauthenticated GitHub account hijack trusted workflows. Of about 30,000 scan repos, 300 were confirmed fully exploitable, with affected organizations including Microsoft, Google, Apache, and Cloudflare.
A free account is all it takes to compromise supply chains at Google-scale organizations. That's a pretty damning headline for the industry's current CI/CD security posture.
Finally, Google published its monthly AI roundup, covering everything that shipped across its portfolio in June 2026. A single-source reference for the full breadth of Google's AI output last month.
And the fact that a company needs a monthly recap just to keep track of its own releases tells you everything about how compressed the competitive AI calendar has become. That's the show for July 2nd. We'll see you tomorrow.